All I need you to do is get somewhere relaxing. You know, lay down. Now, or sit up, if you have no choice.
It doesn't really matter because you're going to find that it's very easy to relax. Because you want to. After all, when you want to go into a hypnotic trance, all you need to do is get yourself very relaxed. So if you listen to me and do what I ask you to do, then you'll be able to go into a nice, deep, relaxing trance. And then we can have a lot of fun. So, I just want you to listen to my voice and let yourself go. What I mean is, let yourself relax in such a way that you just fade out. And to do this, which obviously you're having trouble with if you've been listening to this file, all you need to do is follow some very simple instructions. The first one has to do with breathing. See,
as you listen to somebody try to hypnotize you or succeed, your body becomes more relaxed because it knows that that's what you consciously and subconsciously expect hypnosis to feel like. One thing a lot of people forget is their breathing. But if you pay attention to your breathing while you listen to a hypnotist, then all your cares and worries start to flow out of your body. So as I speak, just listen to your own breathing, in and out. And as you listen to me, realize that it's becoming deeper and deeper. Easier and easier to let go of your breathing and just relax. It's very important that you relax because you must want to be hypnotized if you're listening to me. And if you want to be hypnotized, then you must want to listen to me. So it's important that you focus on everything I say. So all I want you to do right now is listen to my voice. See, in hypnosis, there are lots of different levels. There's the uppermost level where you're just lightly drifting down and things start to seem more and more easy to just listen to. At this level, it becomes difficult to move of your own volition because, well, it just feels so good to stay still. And then there's the second level, which you can reach very easily indeed by little exercises that help you go down. Now, as you listen to my voice, you may feel like you want to close your eyes and relax. If so, feel free. I'm going to explain a little bit about hypnosis and about what we're going to do now. And as you listen to me, you may have already found that it's very easy to let yourself go. Very easy to fade into my voice and let your mind and body just do what they really want to do. And since what you really want to do is become hypnotized, your subconscious mind will, if you give it a chance, make that happen. So now, just focus on your body for a moment, on the idea of relaxation itself. Now, when you relax normally, your body feels heavy and easy and warm, and it becomes not difficult to move, but unattractive to move. That's the thing. Lots of people think that very deeply hypnotized people can't move, unless instructed. Well, of course they can move. But hypnotism is a state where you've reached such a deep level of uttermost relaxation that moving just isn't a very good idea. Because moving will take you further away from the wonderfully enjoyable, pleasurable things that hypnosis can do for you. Understanding this, as you listen to my voice, you may find that if you think about moving your arms or legs, or even try to struggle to do so, your subconscious cuts in and lets you know that it's really a better idea to just let them be. You may find it's easier to ignore any thoughts that tell you you should move. And if you try to think such thoughts, you're just going to feel as if you've relaxed deeper, I think. You may find that thinking about moving your legs or your feet like you are right now moves them not much at all. It makes them twitch a little and then fall flat because the second you try to move, it becomes that much harder. And any attempt to resist causes your feet or your legs to just become that much heavier and warmer and more relaxed. So now what we're going to do is this. I would like you to just listen to me as I explain a very simple exercise we can go through to help you go down to the moderate level of trance where everything that I say sinks very deeply into your head, very deeply into your mind, and helps you to relax.
Now, to do this, all you need to do is, if your eyes have been closed, open them. This may be very difficult. They may be very heavy by now, but you'll find that you can, I think. Go ahead and open them. And even if they droop or blink a lot, just go ahead and look straight ahead when you open them. Find a spot on the wall, an object in the room, the ceiling, anything. Just find it and fixate on it for me. Just stare at it. Go ahead and blink. Let your eyes close, but don't let them close completely. Just keep them open when you can. Now take 3 deep breaths with me. I'll breathe 2. In. And then out. Letting everything flow with that. In. And then out. Good. In a last time. And then out. Close the eyes on the 3rd breath now. Sleep. Good. Now, as I count down, I'm going to count down from 100. And here's what I want you to do. I want you to open your eyes on the odd numbers and close your eyes on the even numbers. And what's going to happen is, as you listen, you may find that your mind just gets tired. Because that's all hypnosis is about. Relaxing, confusing, and tiring out the conscious mind until the subconscious mind can help you do what you really want to do. So, now, with your eyes closed, I'm going to count down. Open your eyes slowly. They may be very heavy, and you may find that it's hard to keep them open, but that's okay. Open them nice and slow. You're feeling so relaxed, aren't you? Your body just completely warm. Any thought about moving causes you only to think about how much better it feels to stay still. And that thought comes straight from the subconscious and overrides everything else. Now, I'm going to count down from 100. And as we count, whenever I say a number, if it's an even number, I want you to close those eyes. And if it's an odd number, I want you to open them. Now, closing on even, opening on odd. Good. Now 100. Just close your eyes. Take a deep breath. And relax. 99. Open them. Take another deep breath. And 98. Eyes closed. Very good. Just imagine you're releasing all the cares of the day as easily as you release the air from your lungs. 97. Find it's getting more difficult. Even thinking about opening your eyes may be more and more difficult now. 96. Eyes closed. Good. Just find yourself wanting to go deeper and deeper as you forget whether your eyes should be open or closed. 95. Easy to forget. 94. Difficult to remember whether they should be closed. And as soon as you forget, they stay closed, and you can relax even deeper. 93. Good. 92. Deeper and deeper relaxed. It's so easy to respond to my voice as I say 91. 90. And your eyes just want to stay closed now. 88. 86. Deeper and deeper. Easy to forget. Difficult to remember. 84. 82. Whether they should be open or closed. 79. 75. 74. The numbers are skipping away so quickly now that you just find yourself wanting to go deeper as your eyes want to stay closed. And every time you forget to remember or remember to forget, open or closed, odd or even, you just go deeper and deeper, or deeper and deeper. 60, 50, eyes closed and going deeper, forgetting to remember, remembering to forget. 40, 30, feeling good, responding to my voice, relaxing hypnosis, deeper and deeper. Now, I'm going to just continue deepening. And you feel you go 10 times deeper, and then deeper and deeper still, because 20, we're getting so low and deep now, feels so good. 10, your body relaxing, and now you're at that moderate state where anything I say will simply be accepted as a perfect, relaxing, hypnotic trance. Here, it's very easy to remember what this trance is like. It's so easy to imagine your peaceful place, a place inside you that's utterly and completely relaxing. Everyone has that place inside them, where their subconscious hears what their subconscious needs to hear, ignoring what only their conscious mind needs to think about. And as you imagine that peaceful place where everything I say gets taken deeply inside you, you may find that you can also imagine getting sleepy, with your eyelids heavy, droopy, drowsy. In fact, your eyelids may feel so heavy that even if you try to open them, you find they just want to stay shut. And when you think about them staying shut, you go much deeper. Double the hypnosis or triple the trance. Very good. Deeper and deeper into the realm of hypnotic sleep or profound hypnosis. And it feels so good to let yourself go into that state. Now, let's talk a little bit about hypnosis itself. You see, hypnotic trance is just a state of mind. You can remember it very easily. You know what it feels like to be so lazy, droopy, drowsy that you just don't want to move. And if you think about being so lazy, droopy, and drowsy that you just don't want to move, you're already halfway to trance because you know that this is a very attractive and enjoyable state to be in. And if you know that, then it's very easy to relax, easy to let go. And it doesn't really matter if you think too much or if you consider things too much because the conscious mind has nothing to do with going into trance except as an intermediary to the subconscious mind. The subconscious mind, the part of you that does things without thinking because it knows what you really want to do, that part of your mind listens no matter what. Your conscious mind can think about anything it wants, but your subconscious mind is by now completely focused on me. So when I tell you the things I say next, even if your conscious mind says, oh, I don't think I'm going to do that, your subconscious mind, which wants you to relax and enjoy hypnosis, is going to very enthusiastically encourage your conscious mind. And when people describe hypnosis, they talk about how double the hypnosis, triple the trance. They talk about how sleep. They talk about how 9, sinking deeper, don't know whether your eyes should be open or closed. 8, deeper still, relaxing, sleep. What was I saying? Oh yes, they talk about how they really can't remember much about when they were under, and about how when they did things when they were out of trance, those things just seemed to be automatic, as if they had no choice. This is because the subconscious mind has your best interests in mind, and if you're listening to me, you must want to be entranced. And so, we're going to help your subconscious mind put you in trance so you can enjoy anybody's hypnophiles in future, not just mine. 7, sinking deeper, listen to me. Sleep. 6, deeper still. And as we approach the number 1, where I'm going to be able to reveal very important, relaxing, and effective ways to go into hypnosis, you feel yourself sinking deeper and deeper. 5, so deep. 4, warm and relaxed. 3, heavy, drowsy, droopy. 2, deeper still. 1, feel that relaxation wave and wash through your body. Now all you need to do is relax. Relax and allow yourself to drift. You don't need to think about much of anything at all right now, because as you relax deeply for me and let the familiar feeling of hypnosis take over, you're just going to slide into my voice and listen very carefully to what I say. Now, once you become hypnotized a few times, it becomes easier to return to that state. But it's always a pain to have to go through so much effort to get your mind down to where it can really enjoy itself. So it's in your own best interest to make it easier to go into trance. The simplest way to do that might just be to make it so you associate particular words with going into a deep, deep trance. That way, when your subconscious mind hears those words, it'll know just exactly what needs to be done, just exactly what state you should be in. And when you hear those words, everything else will be shut out. So in a moment, I'm going to tell you some particular words that, when you hear them, will bring you back to this state of utter relaxation. It won't matter what state you're in when you hear the words. It won't matter if you're busy or if you're tired or if you're stressed, because because those words mean that all of those things don't matter. All that matters is going deeply into trance. So I'm going to help you slide into a deep, relaxing trance whenever you need to. And the way that that's going to happen is this. Whenever you hear yourself or anyone else say the words, night, night, followed by your name, or just the words, night, night, pet, you are going to slide into a deep, relaxing trance, remembering my voice. You'll go utterly deep to where any word that's said slides deep into your subconscious and helps you relax, where you can trust everything you hear and relax completely. Whenever you or anyone else says, night, night, followed by your name, or whenever someone says, night, night, pet, those words together tell your subconscious that it can go into a deep, complete trance. If you're standing, then you'll find somewhere peaceful to sit or lie down and instantly fall into trance. If you're already sitting or lying down when you hear those words, you'll fall into the same trance you're in now. Your subconscious will take the memory of the deep, relaxing trance and superimpose it onto your whole mind whenever you hear night, night, followed by your name, or just the words, night, night, pet. Those words together will send you into this deep, relaxed, pleasant trance. And every time you hear those words, you'll want more and more to go into this deep trance, because it feels so good to be utterly and completely entranced. And it's very important that you remember this, whether it's you saying it or someone else, when you hear night, night, followed by your name, or just the words night, night, pet, you're going to fall into the deepest, most utterly relaxing, sleepy trance you've ever experienced. You're going to fall so deep that you won't wake up until you're ordered to wake up, or until you have to wake up. And of course, you'll never fall into such a trance if it would be dangerous to do so. And you'll never fall into such a trance if you really don't want to, or think that it could cause problems. But if you're relaxed and you're ready to go into trance, then those words will be more effective than the best anesthetic in the world, just fading you out of yourself until you're relaxed and pliable, breathing slow and heavy, feeling so good in deep, relaxing trance. Night, night, pet. Feel those words go deep into your mind, plucking at the deep parts of you that want to be entranced, that love to be entranced. Night, night, pet. Let those words take over. And now we're going to wake you, counting from 1 to 10. When we reach the number 10, you'll be fully awake, but those words will have their heady, wonderful power over you, sitting in a deep part of your subconscious, ready to unlock your hypnotic mind whenever it is possible to do so, without trouble and without danger. Whenever you hear those words, when it is peaceful and safe, night, night, pet, or night, night, followed by your name, those words will run their sweet, sleepy, lovely song over the deepest, most absolutely pliable and suggestible parts of your brain, bringing them out, bringing them to prominence, making them feel so wonderfully, utterly, incredibly good for you. And that's all you need to think about, how good it feels to go completely and utterly deep. How good it feels to go night, night, pet, and sleep. Now waking you. 1, slowly waking. 2, those words fresh in your mind. 3, ready to try them out the next time you need to go into a trance. 4, just think of all the time you'll save. 5, and so you want to work extra hard to associate those words with deep trances. 6, ready to go deep. 7, loving the idea. 8, waking a little more. 9, remembering the words. 10, wide awake. Now, I hope you have lots of fun and lots of good trances to come, sweetie. Mwah.